An expression is Jennifer Parker. The last name is P-A-R-K-E-R. The first name is Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R. Number one, clinical case of a 48-year-old patient of Dr. Beltre. Beltre is B-E-L-T-R-E, who has been referred to this office because of the presence of acute kidney injury, period. The past history in this particular case seems to be related to obesity and the presence of a chest pain in the first part of 2021 when the patient was taken to the cardiac cath and a stent was placed in the left circumflex. The patient was placed on antiplatelet therapy. And she was released from the hospital. And she had another chest pain in the middle part of the year 2021. And at that time, the patient was found with a pulmonary embolism. Ever since then, the patient has been on Xarelto. After that, the patient started to retain fluid and having significant amount of edema, was found with diabetes mellitus. They did some intervention in the veins of the lower extremities, thinking of a venous problem, to no avail. In October of the year 2021, the patient went to the hospital with chest pain. She was taken to the cardiac cath lab. Dr. Punjani, P-U-N-J-A-N-I, took her to the cardiac cath lab and found that the patient had significant spasm in the left anterior descending and in the left circumflex, and direct infusion of nitroglycerin was necessary to break the spasm. The ejection fraction was well preserved. However, the patient has significant impairment of the diastolic the patient was found with left ventricular diastolic dysfunction with severely elevated left ventricular and diastolic pressure. The patient was recommended treatment with calcium channel blockers and the possibility of administration of Ranexa was also entertained. The patient is being followed by Dr. Bhandare, B-H-A-N-D-A-R-E, and she has been taken in Tresto. Diltiazem, extended release 120 milligrams, and Ranexa 500 milligrams 2 times a day. The patient was found in congestive heart failure. She was started on Entresto. The current dose is 24-26 milligrams twice a day. When the laboratory workup was checked, the patient that had a normal kidney function this time showed elevation of the serum creatinine at 2.1.72 and decreasing the GFR from 80s to 35 mLs, reason to be referred to this office for evaluation. The patient has been COVID-19 negative, and the urinalysis fails to show the presence of protein. There is evidence of leukocyturia, is 8 RBCs per high power field, 2 plus bacteria. Period. It seems that the deterioration of the kidney function is associated to cardiorenal syndrome in the presence of severe diastolic dysfunction, most likely associated to the pulmonary embolism. Period. At this point, it's very important for this patient to follow a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, a low sodium diet, and continue with the administration of Farxiga, 10 milligrams on daily basis, and furosemide, 40 milligrams on daily basis. Number two, the patient has a diabetes mellitus that currently is treated with the administration of Farxiga and metformin, 500 milligrams once a day. The patient is trying to follow the diet. A extensive discussion regarding diabetes mellitus was sustained with the patient. She understands the need to follow the recommendations. Written instructions were given in terms of diet. Following number, the patient is taking hydroxychloroquine 200 milligrams twice a day that has been prescribed by the rheumatologist, Dr. A. Period Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, for fibromyalgia that was diagnosed many years ago. Following number, the patient is, say, with chronic constipation. At the present time, she takes Linzess, L-I-N-Z, like in Zulu, E-S-S, 145 milligrams on daily basis. And she has a bowel movement every 3 to 4 days, period. For reasons that are not clear, the patient has evidence of hypomagnesemia and hypokalemia. There is no history of PPIs. We don't know if the hypokalemia is associated to the hypomagnesemia, which is seems to be the case. And studies will be done in order to clarify this hypokalemia. Meanwhile, we are going to recommend the administration of 2 ounces of magnesium citrate on daily basis with two purposes: increase the magnesium and treat the constipation. Following number, history of heart gastroesophageal reflux disease. At the present time, she's not on PPIs. Following number, hyperlipidemia. We're going to evaluate the lipid profile as well as the thyroid profile. The patient is complaining of progressive and important hair loss. Following number, bronchial asthma. That has been compensated. Following number, the patient has a chest pain that is related to muscle spasm in the coronaries, as stated by Dr. Punjani. The possibility of the so-called Prince, P, Prince Metal, P-R-I-N-Z-M-E-T-A-L, angina, is entertained. Following number, pain syndrome. The patient is treated with the administration of Belbuca that is prescribed by Dr. Torres. Following number, hyperlipidemia on Lipitor, 80 milligrams every day. We have to get familiar with this patient. Yeah. And we have to entertain the possibility of myositis and side effects of the Lipitor versus pain in the lower extremities associated to the severe fluid retention. The patient has a beating edema 2/4. The patient was given instructions of avoid the administration of diltiazem if the systolic blood pressure is below 120. Reevaluation in 4 weeks with laboratory workup. Paragraph. I spent 30 minutes reviewing the admissions to the hospital and the past imaging. In the face-to-face, we spend 45 minutes, and in the documentation, 15 minutes.